Hey there, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks so much for being here today. Now, if you're around Sugar Hill Church, I want to invite you to be part of the Launch Leadership Gathering that's happening this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in the chapel. See, if you're serving in any capacity at Sugar Hill Church, or maybe you're thinking about serving and you want to find out more about what that looks like, this brunch is for you. We'll start out Saturday morning in the chapel all together with Pastor Chuck, where he'll talk about the big things we're focusing on this fall, and then you'll have an opportunity to break out into the areas you're currently serving in, or if you're not serving yet, we'll have a group just for you to learn more about how and why to serve through Sugar Hill Church. Childcare is available. If you reserve it, just go to the Sugar Hill Church app or go to the Sugar Hill Church website, which is sugarhill.church/register, and you can sign up for that. Well, I love the month of August. One of the things that happens in August for a lot of folks is they get back into a routine. And so, in fact, this coming Sunday morning, we have Promotion Sunday, where all the little ones move from one grade to the next grade. Well, in adult world, we start talking a lot about groups. See, we take the month of August to allow kiddos to get settled in, and then we promote groups so that the week after Labor Day, after all of the families are sort of settled into the new routine, you can get into your routine as an adult. And I really believe that God uses groups. I do. I believe God uses groups to help other people. So I want to talk about that today. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Therefore Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." I really believe that all of us have people that we believe are hopeless. There are those people that we feel like, are they ever going to get it together? And I believe God can use small groups as part of that, of helping those so-called hopeless people to find healing. One of the parts that I like best about being in a small group is that you get to pray for one another's hopeless cases. We can lean on the faith of others when we start to doubt. There's a great passage of scripture in Luke chapter 5 where there's this small group of men who take their friend who's paralyzed and in need of healing. They bring him to the feet of Jesus. In that account, there are a lot of characteristics that they show that I believe are characteristics of a small group and how God can use a small group to bring healing. So today, I want to look at just three of those, and then we'll pick up the rest on Thursday. But the first way that God uses a small group to help others is through compassion. This guy in Luke chapter 5 needed somebody else to help him. He was healed because his friends cared about him. It all starts with us caring about other people, about those people that are hurting. Romans 15:2 says it this way, "We should help others do what is right and build them up in the Lord." See, God uses these guys because they were sensitive to a friend that was in need. And I believe he'll do that in us. When we aren't so preoccupied with our own needs, we can start caring more about the needs of others. So compassion. The second characteristic of a small group that God uses to help others is faith. The men believed that God was able and that he would heal their friend. When you look at Luke 5:20, here's what it says. "When Jesus saw their faith, he said, 'Friend, your sins are forgiven.'" It wasn't that guy's faith. It wasn't the paralyzed guy's faith that made him well. It was the faith of his friends. How many people do you know who are so paralyzed that they can't believe in God? I believe that's when the small group kicks in and we believe for them. So compassion, faith, and the third one is intervention. These friends didn't just pray for their friend. I mean, think about that. So often people are like, "Well, I will pray for you." Well, they didn't stop with that. They took action. It's not enough just to pray for someone who's hurting and caught in sin. We have to take action. Jesus says in Luke 14, verse 23, he says, "Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full." There is just countless examples in the Bible of people taking other people to Jesus. And so today, I want to encourage you, as we start talking about small groups, really pay attention. If you're not currently in a small group, would you consider jumping in? Because I believe God uses small groups to help bring healing to other people. Hey, thanks again for being on today's podcast. I want to invite you back to be here tomorrow to hear from Pastor Chuck, and then back on Thursday as we continue talking about how God uses groups to help others. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.